Godley and Cream, Cry, from 1985. I really remember that music video. It featured faces that sort of blended into each other using dissolving and wiping effects. Well, of course, we see it all the time now. You can do it yourself on Instagram. But that was quite mind-boggling when it first came out. This week in 1986, Please, the debut studio album by the Pet Shop Boys, was released. According to the duo, the album's title was chosen so that people had to go into a record shop and say, "Can I have the Pet Shop Boys album, please?" The lead single from the album went to number one and won Best Single at the Brit Awards. West End Girls.
FM.
looks so sweet. She makes my heart a just give a beat.
My girl's the best and that's no lie. She tells me that I'm her only guy.
That might be true, but my girl's a joy. She don't play around, she's right to the point.
My girl's like candy, a candy tree. She knocks me high up on my feet. Oh, candy.
Number one from 1983, that's Candy Girl. Let's have a look at the number ones that were this week throughout the decade. Well, in 1980, it was Jam with Going Underground, and in 81, Roxy Music had the top spot with Jealous Guy. This week in 1982, it was the Goombay Dance Band's Seven Tears, and in 83, Duran Duran were at number one with Is There Something I Should Know? In 84, it was Lionel Richie's ballad Hello, and in 85, it was Philip Bailey and Phil Collins' Easy Lover. This week in 1986, Diana Ross was at the top spot with Chain Reaction, and in 87, Boy George was on his own with Everything I Own. In 1988, Aswad were at number one with Don't Turn Around, and in 89, it was Madonna's Like a Prayer. So let's have two of those number ones from this week, starting with Duran Duran. Is There Something I Should Know?
Please, please tell me now. 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 Yesterday, tried to find a mountain hideaway.
2 hours of great 80s music with Xanthi Behrman.
That number one this week in 1986, Diana Ross's Chain Reaction, written by the Bee Gees, who also provided the backing vocals. Here's another one from 86, actually did better over in the US charts and across Europe for Tina Turner. It's Typical Male.
My open up your heart and let me in. Oh. Open up your heart and let me in. Oh, what is a little reaction? Just enough to tip the scales. I'm just using my
his music with Xanthi Berman. She's not too bad for a southern lass.
I choose my friends only far too well. I'm up on the pavement and they're all down in the cell with their government grants. And my IQ, they brought me down to size. Academia blues. Up on the pavement, yeah, she's a weather girl, and I'm staying up here, so I may be undone. She's inappropriate, but then she's much more fun. And when she smiles my way, my eyes go out in vain. She's got perfect skin. Shame on you. Got no sense of grace, shame on me. Just in case I might come to a conclusion other than that which is absolutely necessary, and that's perfect skin. Louise is the girl. Perfect skin, says turn on the light, otherwise it can't be seen. She's got cheekbones like geometry and eyes like sin, and she's sexually enlightened by cosmopolitan eyes. When she smiles my way, my eyes go out in vain for her perfect skin. Yeah, that's perfect skin. Slides of a family life, pretty weird at times. At the age of 10, she looked like Greta Garbo, and I loved her then. How is she to know that? When she smiles my way, my eyes go out in vain. She's got perfect skin. Flights of stairs to a basement flat. Pretty confused, huh? Been shipped around like that. Seems we climbed so high, now we're down so low. Strikes me the moral of this song must be there never has been one.
Lloyd Cole and the Commotions' Perfect Skin from 1984. This week in 84, Starlight Express opened at the Apollo Victoria Theatre in London, the actors famously wearing roller skates. The underdog, Rusty the Steam Train, has little chance of becoming fastest engine in the world until he's inspired by the legend of the Starlight Express and ultimately defeats his arch rivals Greaseball and Electra. before going on to win the hand of the lovely first-class coach, Pearl. Starlight, performed by the original West End cast in 1984.
Hello, it's Mandy Cullen here, and if, like me, you love your 70s and 80s tunes but are fed up of hearing the same tracks on your radio, then you absolutely need Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers in your life. We play the songs from those decades that simply aren't played enough, and all the tracks we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me every Saturday between 6 and 8 p.m. for Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM.
The lead single from the Proclaimers album Sunshine on Leith from 1988. Up next, I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm lonely, well I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well I know I'm gonna dream about the kind when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home.
with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Xanthi Behrmann on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM.
I'm taking the fight, that's the night I'll never get.
Judas Priest from 1982. That was from their album Screaming for Vengeance. But this month they released their 19th studio album, Invincible Shield. This week in 1989, in his first appearance with the team, Nigel Mansell scored a very unlikely win in the Brazilian Grand Prix. He later joked he'd booked an early flight home for halfway through the race, as he predicted the car's new electronic gearbox would only last a few laps. He became the first driver to win a race in a car with a semi-automatic gearbox.
I've been driving in my car. It's not quite a Jaguar. I bought it in Primrose Hill from a boat from Brazil. It was made in 59 in a factory by the Tyne. It says Morris on the door, the GP.
Xanthi Behrman with Greaties on Phoenix FM. Greaties? Not even a word.
Say those words, never know.
The Boy with a Thorn in His Side, and before that, Madness, Driving in My Car. Two tracks from films coming up. I've got Neil Diamond's America from the film The Jazz Singer, but first, the title track to the film starring Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd. It's Paul McCartney, Spies Like Us.
Ooh, ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody spies like us. Hey, what do you say? Someone took your plans away. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody spies.
We don't know who's leaving.
Diamond's America, a number one in 1981. There you go, 2 hours of great 80s music. I've got time for two more. I'm going to leave you with Kelly Marie Feels Like I'm in Love, but first, Wax Right Between the Eyes. I'm Xanthi Behrman. This is Greaties on Phoenix FM. Thank you so much for your company. I'll see you very soon.
I wasn't looking for a love explosion.
Phoenix FM.